Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. My old friend, Johnny Pisoni.
Hey.
Good to see you, pal.
Likewise, man.
Right, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah.
So you were here, obviously, to promote which one?
Which
of your many projects?
Well, obviously, I've got El Monstero and Celebration Day playing together.
That's
at the
nuts.
Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 8th.
Here's the thing. It's crazy for you and Jimmy. But for Quinn,
yeah.
what he's like an alien.
I don't understand how he does. That one's incredibly difficult. Besides the fact that he has to sing the Zeppelin, he's very much like you've seen him. He gets in this like zen place when he does Floyd, and he kind of gets in character.
Yes.
And so we don't see him for like a good hour before that show normally. Well, here he's got to get off and just change over and go. So.
Yes.
But we've done it twice before.
Today we had Dave Glover Band practice. We're doing a Beatles set at DGS 5.
Nice.
Tony's daughter's playing with us.
Nice.
And so we're all, you know, we're hanging out. And we start talking about Quinn.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy Griffin's like, yeah, dude, he took a bunch of his clothes down to a vintage shop. So if you're like 5'5" and 100 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You could have had a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah, he can go to a little women's haberdashery or something. Find shirts, find blouses that fit him. And they totally look like Robert Plant. That's the funny thing. It's like, that's a woman's shirt. But I'm like, that looks like something Robert Plant would wear. It's perfect. Yeah,
he's at Nordstrom in the Mrs. Department.
It's great. It's great.
That's great.
He's very, very, you know.
So what can you let out of? I know there's lots of secret stuff about the show.
Well, I mean, obviously we're both playing with the Philharmonic again. So we did that, you know, Monstero's done it. We haven't done it with Celebration Day. So I was kind of like, well, what songs are we going to play that we can incorporate the Philharmonic properly? So I made an interesting choice. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, good.
We won't know until, the Thursday before, because we can't rehearse with them. So they'll be there on that Thursday. So we have somebody, you know, scoring it and writing the charts for the orchestra, and then they'll get there and we'll see how it goes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, hey, it worked last time, man. I wasn't sure how it was going to work, and it worked flawlessly.
Yeah. So we talk about this every time you're here. you and I know each other for so long, and you're such a great musician, not just drums, but singing. And I'll never forget coming into Killer one day, and you're a-hole was playing the bass and just like, and I'm like, oh, who's this guy? It's Pisoni. And what makes you nervous? Like, is it just in general, oh my God, we got 20,000 people, or their songs or anything at all?
Not really anything. The only time I would ever be nervous is if I were in over my head.
Mm.
If I were playing, like if somebody asked me to go do a speed metal gig, I'm not your guy, you know?
Gotcha.
I can't double kick like that. But anything that's in my wheelhouse, once I'm properly rehearsed, I'm fine.
Did Bonham come naturally?
I think so. I think I grew up, you know, one of those guys that listened to every record and air drummed it and air guitared it and did all that, you know, wanted to learn how to play it. So very basic, Van Halen, Rush. Well, Rush is a little more intricate, but certainly like Van Halen, Rush, Zeppelin, those are just the things that
It's like a language that you speak.
Exactly. It just seems to speak to me. I'm not saying I'm not great at it. I'm not John Bonham, but you know, I can do a facsimile. So
I love that you guys are I love what it says about the St. Louis music scene that you're able to put on a local show at the amphitheater. You'll remember way back when we did the Homegrown show with The Point. And it was all local bands, and we didn't know, and we were told by some people, like, you're going to try to go 20,000-seat venue with a show of all local bands? Mm. And The Urge headlined, and it was sold out, and it was incredible.
Huge. Yeah,
and to be able to go and play that size of venue with local, just a local band lineup, it just shows you the passion of the St. Louis audience.
I think it's something uniquely St. Louis. Yeah, because it's funny. The other day we were, somebody else was asking Jerry Jost and I a question about The Urge, which is another band I play in, if anybody doesn't know. But you know, he said something about, is it hard for you to play locally? Like, is it hard for you to play in St. Louis? Is it easier to go out on the road? like, nah, we're kind of a St. Louis thing. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where, like, we're still going to play the Wayback Point Fest this year. You know? And somehow we can kind of keep it going. It's pretty cool. Yeah. There's no doubt about it, man. I'm going to be playing the amphitheater with three different bands this summer. You know, it's
There's a lot.
Not
bigger,
many people can
there's
say
a lot
that,
bigger
you know?
Cities than St. Louis population wise, but I don't know how many of them could put on a local musician. You know, a show full of local bands and put 20,000 people in the same venue.
Did I make this up, or have you never had a real job?
Yeah, pretty much. No, not really. No, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm working at Killer now, but I mean, I'm pretty much there once a week. And
but you've never like flipped burgers or sold real estate.
I worked at a Baskin Robbins briefly. Before I was in the Urge, Carl, the bass player, managed the Baskin Robbins. He used to be next to Ted Drews on Chippewa.
Oh, yeah.
So he just gave me like a, you know, here's a job, you know. So he sat there and slinged ice cream for, and I did that for, you know, $5 an hour in the early 90s. But that's about it. It's really, right when I joined the Urge, one Christmas, I worked in the stock room at the Express in the Galleria because Steve worked there. So I did that for about a month. And those are pretty much the only jobs I've had. So. When the Urge split up, we started Joe Dirt, and Joe Dirt just took off, man.
Yeah,
and
next
thing you know, I was like, I'm making more money doing this than I ever did the Urge. You know, it's crazy.
Tell the story. Mark Quinn was in my band, and then we were practicing at this church in Maplewood, and Mark's such a sweet guy. He's like, Dave, man, I got to quit the Glover band. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I'm starting this new project with some of the guys. We're going to call it Joe Dirt. We're going to wear like wigs. And I'm like, I'll see you in a month, man.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right,
it's like, that's going to work.
Yeah.
That's going to be bigger than the Dave Glover band.
And it just took off, man. It was just, it was just a weird.
Dirty Thursdays.
Yeah, man. That helped a lot.
Yeah.
Having a regular gig at House of Rock, may it rest in peace. And I mean, we're still going. Here we are, 16 years later, still going. It's crazy.
You want to play some Pyramid?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how about you and Tone?
Okay.
You two lovers. And then me and Rach.
The best friends team.
The besties team. BFFs.
John, you drew the short straw. I'll do my best.
All right. So we'll let you guys go last so John can kind of watch and see how we do it.
We have two more categories coming, by the way. I know if you're looking up there like, okay, that's not enough for everyone to do two rounds. We have two more coming.
Okay. You guys want to go first? Ryan and Sue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I read the categories first?
Yes,
they're fun. Okay. Sleep and eat. Sports balls. Yeah, but which one is hottest? Tool time. This one's just cups. Shine on, you crazy category.
I like that.
No hablo ingles. Put them on ice. Quadagory. And Dr. Spaceman. Or Dr. Spaceman.
I like it.
All of those make me nervous. All right, Wiggins, do you want to?
I'm headphones off first.
Okay, I'll give you some clues. Okay,
yep, you'll give clues.
Okay, so everyone turn your headphones
turn your head down
way
down.
Down.
Is
pretty,
he set up
low.
Over there? TR Sue, that's the channel on the board.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Turn down your headphones pretty low so whoever doesn't have their headphones on can't hear the clues.
All right, Wiggins.
All right, so I say the category that I want, and then I hit the timer.
You say the category you want. He will read you the subcategory, which you can then tell to Sue, and then just go and hit the timer.
So
and
let's make sure you can't hear anything, though. Take off your headphones.
Okay,
go ahead, Andrew.
Hello, 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 hello. Check, 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 check.
Okay.
Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
Okay.
Okay. All right, the category I choose is number 6, Shine On You Crazy category.
All right, Wiggins.
All right, the subcategory, here, let me find it. Got it. Okay, subcategory is Pink Floyd albums.
Oh, boy. Subcategory is Pink Floyd albums.
Okay, here we go.
The Wall.
We have them all around us.
The Wall.
Animals.
Cat, dog.
Animals.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Not the Sun.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Wish You Were Here.
Wait, when you're... you're missing.
Wish You Were Here.
Saucer Full of Secrets.
A teacup.
Saucer Full of Secrets.
The Final Cut.
Last track.
Final Cut.
Yeah, there you go. That's 6.
Nice.
You just know Wiggins was laying back on that.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, very now good. I know why he wanted the category. Well, you just pot that down.
He wanted the
bit.
Pink Floyd category bad.
Oh,
the
bad. Timer.
Let me high five you on that, Wiggins.
Okay. Hey, look at that.
That was
really
look
great.
Look, friends.
These two don't like each other at all, John.
Yes,
so
they
for that
do.
To happen
except
is...
during this game.
Yeah, right. Receive.
Either way.
I will well receive done, first.
Okay. All right. So you pick one.
Okay. So let's do... why don't we do Tool Time?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I was doing other categories. Tool Time. The subcategory is...
I can hear a little bit if...
Okay.
Turn
everyone
down.
Turn them down. Okay.
Subcategory is...
I can still hear.
Okay, I have to be able to hear.
The subcategory, can everybody... Can anybody hear me? Everybody?
I can hear you.
Okay, I can't hear him. Right.
Okay. Subcategory is things in a garage.
Things you find in a garage.
Hammer.
Hammer.
Saw.
Saw.
Ladder.
A ladder.
Wrench.
Gonna tighten a bolt.
Whoa. What's that?
Gonna tighten up a bolt.
Oh, a wrench.
Spiders.
They bite and I got bit by a bunch.
Oh, a spider.
Drill.
You just bought one for your home.
A drill.
Yep, that's it. That's all.
Wow.
That was nice.
Take that, Wiggins.
Yeah. Charades.
See, I don't like
this. Well, we're tied.
That was the easy category, Tony.
Oh, boy.
which you want to give? Or?
Yeah. Who's you want me to?
You want to give? Or you...
I'll give. How about
you
that?
You give, okay.
You pick
all right. I'll take my headphones off then.
And all you right. can pass if you get stuck. Okay. I think we don't say that often sure. enough.
Tool time's out. I have no idea what that is, so it's
sports balls.
Sports thing. I bet you this is hockey. We could probably do hockey.
Well, you try it. Yeah.
You pick. You decide.
How about put them on ice? Okay. Let's do it. Number eight. Put them on ice.
Okay. Number eight. Put them on ice.
I don't know that it's hockey. You're gonna have to tell me.
Okay.
The subcategory is things that are in a freezer.
Things that are in a freezer.
Oh, okay.
Go.
All right.
Ice cubes.
You put them in a tray.
Ice cubes.
Chicken nuggets.
They're made from bird, and they're not
chicken.
Really meat. Well, what do we call them when they're in little chunks?
Chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Ice cream.
Wow.
It's made by churning...
Ice cream.
Vegetables.
You have certain things that you freeze that you add into a dish that are not fruit.
Smoothies.
But frozen
fruit.
No, opposite of that. Not fruits, but...
Vegetables.
Pizza.
Round, you heat it up in
pizza.
The oven.
Pizza.
Did you give it to him? Oh, you got it. He got it.
Oh, he did right. not. Yeah. You're giving it to him because he's in El Monstero. If that had been me, to be like, no, you're way off.
Was it on time?
I don't know.
There was 1 second left on the timer.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. Did we get all of them?
Nice work.
Yeah.
Nice. Good job. Wow, this is a tough
That was not
round,
the easy
man.
Category.
No.
Chicken
well,
nuggets.
No.
Chicken,
it wasn't as easy
nuggets.
As I
chicken
thought.
Nuggets.
Went.
Yeah.
All right. Take a quick break. Come back.
It was hockey. Let's do the hockey one.
John Pizzoni. John, when is the show?
June 8th.
June 8th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Blues play tonight at 7 p.m. We have our buddy John Pizzoni hanging out with us from El Monstero. That's June 8th out at the Amphitheater with Celebration Day. They're opening up for themselves. That's crazy, man. That is
yes,
nuts. Is. We're playing Pyramid. Has anyone not gotten a perfect score yet?
Tony did not get a perfect score.
Oh, I thought Tony got
I
all
thought
six.
He did. I thought you gave it to him.
Yeah,
he got. I gave five to him.
Oh,
yeah. There was still one. Okay. I was the fifth.
Okay, so gotcha. Back to Oops. Team besties, Wiggins and Sue.
Yay!
Oh, right. We're supposed to pick. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Don't
yeah.
be afraid to pass if we can't do it. Okay, here.
She's so big on the pass on thing.
Time. Yeah,
you're picking this time, Sue.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's do sleep and eat.
Sleep and eat.
Okay, the subcategory, Sue, can you hear me?
What's the
subcategory? Subcategory is
no.
things okay. in a bedroom.
Things in a bedroom.
Okay, all right.
Closet. You put your stuff in there instead of
dresser.
Out.
Closet.
No. Yes.
Pillow.
You put your head on at night.
Pillow.
Alarm.
It goes off when you wake up in the morning.
Alarm.
Fan.
You keep it on for white noise at night. It blows on you.
Fan.
Humidifier.
Makes the air have more water in it.
Oh, a humidifier.
Yes.
Blanket.
You put it over you to go sleep.
Sheets. Blanket.
Yep, there you go. Yes.
Nice. Woo. Good job, guys. Just to add, we added the two categories. Yeah. The two categories that we added are chips and hashtag one thing.
Chips, two exclamation
yes.
points.
So
yeah,
chips.
Yeah.
Chips.
Yeah. Yeah. Very excited about the chips.
I couldn't think of a name for that one.
But I pick, right?
Yes, because I am giving to you.
You have any feel?
What about, I don't know what any of these are. I'm thinking 12 might be like environmental stuff.
No, that's I don't want that.
Okay.
Let's do category.
Okay.
Category. All right. Can you hear me?
Category.
Dave? Yep.
All right. Category. The subcategory is words that start with Q. Oh.
This is payback for the tool stuff. Words that start with Q.
Oh. God.
Quiz.
Not a test, but a...
Quiz.
Question.
I want to ask you a...
Question.
Quack.
What a duck does.
Quack.
Quill.
You write with... not
Quill.
A
quill.
Quake.
The earth does this. It shakes.
Earthquake. Quake.
Quiver.
You keep your arrows in it.
Quiver.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
Wow. That was
it. I like those ones.
That was an easy category, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, they started with Q, for the love of God.
Yeah, it wasn't very
That
hard.
Does narrow it down.
I keep thinking everyone was going to be queer bait, so I was just really trying to get ahead of the game.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
What are you thinking here, Johnny?
I mean, I'm intrigued by but which one is hot?
Yeah.
But,
Chips? Are you good at chips?
I
would
no
imagine it's going to be
Eric
like
Estrada.
Doritos. Like
I guess we could try it.
This could be an easy
one.
You want
to do? I don't care.
All right, let's do chips. So I'm giving, right?
Yeah.
So you need to take your headphones off.
You got to prime
turn
them
down.
All the way off.
Yeah, you might want to unplug.
Turn them. Yeah, or unplug.
I'm going to cheat. No, sorry.
There you go. No, I mean, go ahead and cheat if you can. It's okay with me.
No,
all right, so we're doing chips, Andrew. What's the subcategory?
The subcategory is chips. Things that are chips.
He said the subcategory is chips. So things that are chips.
All right, here we go.
This is the one that I came up with in like 30 seconds.
Sure. All right, here we go.
Potato chip.
They're made from, they're exactly the thing that you would say
potato
before,
chips.
Yes.
Tortilla chips.
You dip them into
tortillas.
Yes.
Tortilla chips.
Wow.
Poker chips.
You use them when you're gambling and you're playing cards.
Poker chips.
French fries.
You get a burger and...
Oh, what, fries.
Yes.
Chips.
Chocolate chips.
What you would put inside your cookie.
That you, chocolate chips.
Yes.
Microchip.
You put it in your computer.
Nope. Can't give it to you.
A lot of time. Microchip.
Oh, you said
that was really
there's
good.
A long trail
yeah, you guys
on there.
Did yeah. You guys did really well.
So... No, you didn't get the last one, though.
Oh, could we have... You saying we still had time?
Yes.
Because
time was over, there was probably about 2 seconds.
Oh!
No, because the trail doesn't count. I can't give you... It's got to end when you go...
Gotcha.
It makes the noise. I'm looking at the
Brian
timer.
Says we had 2 seconds left when they told us no time.
Andrew sounds especially insane in the other room.
can't give it to you.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I like the idea that he would just be in there all the time.
It's 40% crazier.
Listen, this chess category is no laughing matter. I can't just give that to you.
I said put the looks on your skin, damn it.
Do the noise again, Andrew. You have to call it when it does what? Exactly.
Well, I'm literally looking at the time
like a
tick
lightsaber.
Down. So.
Yeah. I would have liked to have those 2 seconds.
Are we back up?
I feel like we can.
Right. Yep. So yep. I have to select. I'm going to. Ooh, man.
But the only one's not getting all six.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'm going to pick Dr. Spaceman.
Uh-oh. Okay. Take it off your headphones.
All right. Yep. All right. Talk a little bit, Andrew. All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Yes. Yes, he can. He can hear me, and then he's... Okay, cool. Category 10, Dr. Spaceman. The subcategory is space stuff.
Space stuff, Wiggins.
Space stuff. All right, here we go. Moon.
Not the sun, but the...
Moon. Astronaut.
It's the person who goes up in the space
suit. Astronaut. Saturn.
One of the planets that begins with...
Nope, can't say that.
Oh, okay.
Were we passing on that one?
Yeah, pass.
Comet.
It comes in the sky and comes down. It's
comet,
also a cleaner.
Star. Yep, constellation.
A bunch of stars make up a...
Constellation. Space station.
It's where you would dock your ship while
port?
In...
Time's up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, Wiggins. yeah, that was going to be hard. Yeah.
I should
have said you can drive one, but I didn't think of it in time.
The two you missed were space station and Saturn.
Yeah, it was Saturn that got me.
Yeah, it did. It starts with a S-A-T.
Yeah, can't do that. Same all that.
But I was going to say the first
say
letter
planet.
Of my name. That was going to be bad.
This is where we win it.
You can't say letters. You can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we do either this one's just cups or which one is hottest.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right.
Let's do number three.
How many
which one is
to
hottest?
Which one's hottest?
Okay, category three.
Okay.
Who's?
I'm giving, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Rachel, can you hear me? Can Rachel hear me? No, it doesn't look like
Rachel's
it. All right,
not,
so category three. Yeah, but which one is hottest? Subcategory, Disney princesses.
Disney princesses.
Okay.
Cinderella.
Who's going to the ball?
Cinderella.
Jasmine.
The one I like.
Jasmine.
Ariel.
Deep Sea.
Ariel.
Snow White.
She was asleep.
Sleeping Beauty.
No, the other one was asleep. Aurora. Dwarves.
Oh, Snow White.
Sleeping Beauty.
The one I just said. She
Aurora,
was
Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Elsa.
Frozen.
Elsa, Anna.
Yep, there you go. That's six.
Oh.
Nobody else could have done that well in that category. Nope. All of
the
us
one
would have
I
been
like.
Out of luck.
Yeah, really.
Oh my gosh. Really, I
Dave
just...
talks about Jasmine quite a bit.
You can, yeah, you can tell we know each other pretty well.
Which one's
the one I fantasize about.
Oh, boy.
Live action version or cartoon?
I have no idea.
The live action version looks so bad.
Sports.
No,
balls?
It looks great. It's going to be great.
We're betting 1,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many are shy are we? Did we miss two?
Yeah, we missed two. Okay. It's right. Totally my fault.
It's me. I got to take
so
mine.
We're going to do number
we're
two.
We're tied with these two.
Balls? Sports balls.
Sports balls.
Sports.
Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, can you hear me? Oh, John said that.
No,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Tony cannot.
Subcategory, sports balls.
Sports balls. There we go.
Chips. Subcategory, chips.
Okay. I'm on a lot of painkillers.
Here we go.
I'm on a lot of painkillers.
Basketball.
Bounce it.
Basketball.
Tennis ball.
Use a racket. Tennis ball.
Baseball.
You throw or hit it with a bat.
Baseball.
Volleyball.
Serve with your palm.
Volleyball.
Bowling ball.
You roll it.
Bowling ball.
Golf ball.
You just hit it with a club.
Cricket.
Small ball. Small ball you hit with a club.
Cork ball.
Little ball that you hit with
golf
a
golf ball.
Should we give him because he said ball?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
He's in celebration, man.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
What happened?
What did we get
but
wrong?
That would
he said
ahead
ball.
Of us.
Yeah.
But if you want to give it to him, that's 6 out of 6.
Aren't they all ball?
Yeah.
I mean, ball
let me ask you this. Do Rach and I still win if we give it to him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. They don't care about us, Wiggins. We can just say we are totally sacrificial.
You guys are still in the lead.
I feel like we
can't stand it.
I feel like.
You know my favorite thing from the last time these two went? Like, how many times now has Sue Thomas said, like, hey, everyone? If you get stuck, you just need to pass.
Right.
And then she sat there like a deer in headlights for 8 seconds. And
well, I couldn't understand what I did
you
wrong.
You pass. It Sam, starts with an S-A-T. You.
No, I was going to say the first letter of my name. Oh, which apparently is bad as well. Oh, dear.
Still
I didn't see the
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back, guys, DGS. Happy Friday to you. Blues play what, about an hour from now. John Pisoni is here, the drummer for Celebration Day and El Monstero. Celebration Day opens for El Monstero June 8th out of the amphitheater.
Yep.
Usual ticket places?
Oh, God, I should be more prepared for this. Yes.
Gagnepain would have been nails on it.
Yeah,
Ticketmaster
like.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I
think you'll figure it out.
I think StubHub.
I think it was the amphitheater.
Yeah, all the usuals, all the greats.
Get them on the street.
Yeah, right.
Many
right
ice cream parlors have them. Okay, we have one more round. Taliban, what are the scores?
Tony and Wiggins are both tied with 16.
Okay.
And with a perfect score, an unheard of perfect score, Dave and Rachel.
Yeah, it's heard of.
This you got all together, you guys have only missed 4 total this whole time. I think I made them too easy. But the last 3 are all the
are all killers. Oh, all okay. Of them are.
That's why we sniffed that out. Yeah.
Yeah, they're tough ones. You guys are getting better at figuring out
all
which
right.
is going to be.
Wiggins and Thomas, you guys go.
Who's going? Am I given?
Yeah, here? I gave the terrible one last time, so it's up
I'm
to
giving.
You.
Okay, so take your headphones
all right.
off.
I'm going I don't like any of them. They're all bad. I'm going to go, this one's just cups.
This one's just cups.
This one's just cups.
Andrew.
Yeah, we have no say. We're going to get
category,
whatever's left.
Category is things you drink out of.
Things you drink out of.
This is going to be bad, Wiggins. I'm going to warn you right now just on my part.
Quick one.
A shot.
Yep.
Pint glass.
Oh, man. Pass.
Wine glass.
You hold it like this.
A mug, a cup,
comes from grapes.
Wine. Wine glass.
Goblet.
Gosh, are you kidding me? It's like a big king's cup.
A fish bowl?
Yep, a fish bowl.
You got the points.
He's done. He's not even playing anymore.
Oh, this category is terrible.
You should have said Harry Potter.
Goblet?
I would have accepted chalice.
Yeah, oh, okay.
The rest of them were pint glass, coffee mug, and solo cup.
Like, yes, yeah, so kings are drinking out of fish bowls.
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
They're Ragazzis. Yes, you fishbowl.
Kings drink out of these.
I'm an idiot.
All right, Rich, you pick.
Oh, boy.
Well, so you... If you guys don't at least miss two, there's no way we can catch you.
That is right. Correct.
Yeah, that puts the pressure on.
You've got to miss two for us to be able to catch
you. Wiggins and I.
Any idea what seven is?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's things that have to do with Spanish, something Spanish.
All right, let's do number seven. No hablo.
Number seven. No hablo inglés. That is languages.
Languages. Dang it.
Okay, here we go.
Spanish.
Mexico.
Spanish.
German.
My heritage.
Czechoslovakian.
No.
Russian.
The Nazis.
German?
Yep.
Russian.
Putin.
Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Italian.
Tony Colombo.
Italian.
Mandarin.
The Chinese speak this.
Mandarin.
Arabic.
It's like the beautiful lettering.
Calligraphy.
No. Pass.
That's it. That's
all. Oh,
Middle Eastern.
Yes.
Sanskrit.
Ooh.
Thanks for the clue, Tones.
Yeah.
Arabic.
Oh. One, though.
Yeah.
They did miss one, which means you're still in the game.
It's okay.
But we can't catch
you. At least I got to say Nazis.
One away
yes, you did.
One away from a perfect score for the whole game.
Mm.
Wow. Arabic, yeah. You guys have gotten that one.
Are you guys playing the last one?
Do we have to, right?
Oh, yeah. I kind of want to hear what it is.
You got to play it out.
Do I give?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. This, I think I do.
Yeah,
I
you are. Give. You're giving.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I want to warn you, this one's really hard because
oh, God.
10 what? Seconds is really all I had
he
to give
He just
this
said,
one.
I want to warn you, this one's really hard.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's be embarrassed. Let's be preemptively embarrassed.
Yeah. Fishbowl!
Oh. harder than cups?
Come
harder
on.
Than goblet?
Yes.
Man, goblet. He said, yes, it's harder than goblet.
Okay. I think all right. Harry Potter I would have got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would have given you.
What is the subcategory?
Subcategory is, I think it's things that are made of paper.
He thinks.
99%.
He said, I think.
It's things that are made of paper. It's definitely, I'm reading it in here. It's things that are made of paper.
Everyone just keep in mind that Andrew is high as hell.
Yeah, he's on codeine.
He thinks really the subcategory point. Is things that are made of paper. But I guess we'll find out together as we go.
Here we go.
Yeah. Huh?
Journal.
You keep your daily activities in it.
Planner? Calendar?
You write down, this is what happened to me today. And this
is diary. Or
the
or
other word
journal.
For that. Yes.
Paper airplane.
You fold it up and you throw it and it flies.
Paper airplane.
Origami.
You take the paper and you do this and it turns into a dragon.
Origami.
Yes.
Paper bag.
Or you take your lunch in it.
Brown. Paper bag.
Yes.
Newspaper.
You read it.
Newspaper.
Yes.
Yes, and then you got that one.
Nice.
Wow.
Did we get all six?
No, the last one was cardboard.
Nice work.
Okay.
Really
good. Yeah.
That was nice work, gentlemen.
Yes, that was a good showing.
It really was.
You like this one? You know this. You know. Yeah. You smart. You know. Do good. Yes.
It's my heritage. Nazis.
You know,
Johnny. Yeah. You know, Johnny, you're in a band. This thing.
Yeah. Microphones?
All right. Final scores. Dave and Rachel had 23. Sue and Ryan had 18, and Tony and John had 21.
Nice.
Wow.
Not bad.
That's
bad.
Really good for your first ever
really
pyramid, too.
At the end
thank you.
Well,
really stumbled
goblet.
The end.
That guys, was a bad category.
You guys got the bomb.
What was the,
there's always one
what was
bomb.
The other one besides
it's always
goblet?
The category's fault, isn't it, people?
Pint
it's
glass.
Always the turn him down.
Pint glass was one of them. Goblet was one of them.
Yeah. Think, oh, my goodness.
There's the always other... one bomb category, and you got it.
Yep.
Pint glass. Drink a beer out of it.
Fish and chips, I think I might have.
That it was you wine know? Glass, and Wiggins was doing like a charade thing, and he just goes,
yeah.
Oliver Twist.
I was holding it the way you swirl wine.
That's the last
what's
thing.
What's the subcategory? I think.
99%. 99%.
I forgot to write it down.
You wrote these down.
I wrote that one in like 10 seconds, because like on the break.
That was funny.
Mm.
So Johnny Ford, big Monstero fans. Is this going to be especially like, you know, obscure stuff?
No, not really. I don't want to give away any secrets. There's going to be definitely some things that we normally do that are changing.
Okay.
So that'll keep it interesting. We're only adding one that we've never played before, but we're bringing back a couple that we've played like one time.
Gotcha.
Well, not one time, but say one Christmas.
What's it like to work with the Philharmonic? Like, just personally, are they like totally cool and into it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's so many of them. I didn't have that much personal interaction with that many of them. I think it's interesting for a lot of them. They don't normally do something like that.
Yeah.
And again, the first time, I have a feeling that a lot of these people never even heard the music before. And because they're professionals, they just read, they just look at the chart and play it. So they were sort of reacting to it. They were just sort of looking at it and feeling it at first. But then once we played everything like maybe one time, then they seemed to have it too.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That's cool.
I don't get it at all. That's
how Grace Colombo was with us today.
That's
looking
exactly
down her nose at us.
But that is how she, like, she doesn't know the music. She doesn't know the Beatles, but she prints out the sheet music and then can sit there and
read music. Yes.
That's why I never properly learned to do that. It makes no sense. Because
it's hard.
There's nothing visual about music to me.
Amen.
You know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.